Hi guys, welcome to the Nightcast podcast. This is me, your resident podcaster for today, Jenny. So what is up? It's already the 10th episode and the final episode of the season 5. You! And I know some of you are still waiting for some updates regarding my whereabouts, regarding what I do with my life. Well, regardless of what you think about what I'm doing right now or what I'm currently doing with my life or what's going on with my life, well, this is me. I'm currently busy with work and life going on, or life happenings, and it's just so, you know, it's sometimes overwhelming. So as for today, as your resident podcaster, I would like to share about my feelings towards adapting to change. Well, we're going to talk about adaptations, or how can you say that you are adapting, or how can you say that you have adapted to change? Well, first and foremost, no one could really tell when or where you have already adapted to change. No matter what they say, because it is only you who have the absolute power, or has that absolute power to know if you're already ready for that change, ready for the call in your life, and if you're already aware of what's going to happen in the near future, then that's going to be your call. That's not going to be the other's call, or not going to be mine, it's not going to be those people around you. Well, it's gonna be yours and yours alone. Well, as for me, adaptation to change is something good or something bad in general. I mean, sometimes when you adapt to change, you think that you can give in to the cycle, the trail of what you're supposed to do, because people have left the trails for you, or people have given cycles on which for in which that you're going to try later on and adapt as well. But sometimes it doesn't really go, you know, that well, or it doesn't really necessarily go into the direction that you really want, because it's really important to have our own choices. It's really important to have our freedom. The most important thing is the freedom to choose what we want, do what we want. And it's always in a matter of time before some people point that, or some people will point that what you're doing is wrong. And it comes with adapting to anything, not just the change. You need to learn how to adapt to a new work environment which you're not familiar with. Or even if you're already familiar with that work environment, you're still not that comfortable and you feel like you don't belong. There are some things like those that you experience every single day that no one tells, or no one really cares to say, and no one really cares to share, because maybe they find it too stereotyping. That where is stereotyping work is a toxic thing. Well, as for a working citizen now, or a working human now, it's kind of toxic, you know, in our lives. Like, you often think, or you often ask yourself, how can you survive, or do you even have the guts to have money without working? Or how can you do that without working? How can you have those without working? And it's such a kind of a relief if you've learned a thing or two. And it's kind of amazing to really discover that you have the ability to do so. But yeah. It all comes with the changes. So sometimes we get confused, sometimes we get so, I don't know, out of place. You'll feel like you're out of place because sometimes it's just not in your favor. Things are just not in your favor, and you have to accept that most of the time, mostly, not all the favor will turn to you. Most of the time, people will, you know, will just really don't give a damn about what you do in life. But anyways, think about your purpose, or think about your purpose on why did do such a thing, on why did you adapt to such a thing. As for me, as for my reasons, I've wanted change for some things, change for myself and the environment that I'm not used to before. I wanted that change, but there are things that hinders me from really taking on that full change, or taking on the full transition of having this, you know, environment on my side, and then suddenly you're just going to be reiterated into another workspace or life space. And sometimes you just feel like you're lost and not contented with your decisions, because you think that there are a lot more or far better decisions that you could have adapted or could have made a change for, but just suddenly went nuts and then tried to adapt to this kind of change, even though you didn't want it in the first place. Because sometimes we do things that we don't want just to please others, and sometimes we become people pleasers to the point that we forget to please ourselves, to the point that we forget that we also hurt ourselves, that we are also in pain, that it's not just only them who are in pain with our choices. Yes, our choices affects them too, but it comes with adulthood. It comes with being an adult. And as for the students here, or for the youngsters out here, I hope that you hear this loud and clear. Doesn't mean that you want your own phase or you want your own way of life. It doesn't mean that you have to be a rebel, especially when it comes to that. You need to be as smart as you can, especially at times like these, especially in the generation now. You know what I feel about the generation now is that, beyond my observation, there are a lot of teenagers, a lot of youngsters out there, young adults out there who doesn't really like to talk about things like these. And of course, sometimes there are misconceptions, there are misunderstandings, and a wormhole of reiterating fights and unpleasant discourses that should have been avoided if these people were, you know, having the freedom to express their own, they have their own pace. But, you know, it doesn't mean that you need to be a rebel. It means that you're given a chance to have a freedom. You've been free, or that you're free, and you should take that advantage to put up with yourself, adapt to the change that will make your future and your life better, and, you know, your future self that will be thankful for, or even your former self, your young self. Your young self that would make, you know, such a proud statement about what you're doing. But if you're doing it the wrong way, it's a different kind of narrative, to be honest. Because some people, especially in this generation, like, some of them really you know, resorts into cussing around, things that should have been communicated clearly with other people, especially when it comes to the household. And today, as for today, most of them doesn't really want to talk about things anymore. Not just because of the social media or the influences of their peers or anything that they've seen from the outside world, but communication with their family. Not just their parents, their siblings, but, you know, in general, as a family or even in themselves. You know, sometimes I talk to myself and tell things that sometimes I really don't want to say or really don't want to talk about, but I don't really have a choice. I mean, yeah, I have a choice not to talk to myself sometimes, like a self-reflection or what, but after the end of the day, you ask yourself, is this worth it? Is what I'm doing worth it? Is this all worthy? That's why I've adopted to change, because I wanted to be better. I wanted my life to, you know, be molded in, or honed into something that people wouldn't expect me to be, or people would also expect me to be. And sooner, I've attained that. But, you know, sometimes it's a different perspective and a different time. Sometimes what we want or what we have wanted is not the one that comes. Because there are a lot of things to do. There are a lot of things to change. There are a lot of things that you need to adapt. And that you need to adapt to change for. And you need to focus on those things. Because adapting to change doesn't mean that you need to just adapt to change constantly. Like, or instantly too. But you need to adapt to change by starting with how you communicate, you know. Like in the workplace, you wanted to change this. You need to voice out your opinion by suggesting nicely, by talking to your boss nicely. It doesn't mean that you wanted a change and you think that it will be much better for the company or for your peers, for your workmates or office mates. It doesn't mean that you have to be so rude about it. You need to communicate. And in order for that change to happen, in order for that growth spurt for the change to happen, you need to be able to adapt to the work environment first. And then, of course, be polite as always, or be polite as possible, or as hard as you can if you can't really remain as, you know, a polite person. But yeah, you know, it comes with those baby steps along the way that will enable or soon will help you to gain that change that you want for the betterment of your life and the life of others. That's how change works. I'm not saying this because I've read it in some article or some book, but as for my own experience, being rude, even if you're already hot-headed and you really want to scream your lungs out or scream at the top of your lungs and tell anything that you want, it's not always the same thing that should happen. Okay? You need to start with yourself. How am I going to be heard? Or how are they going to take me seriously? How are they going to tell these things to others, like it's a good idea or what? If you don't really start with yourself, start with yourself. The change must start within you, so that the others later on might adapt to that change too. Because if that's a good change, or if that's a good thing within you, then they will find a reason for you to, you know, be called as a role model or an inspiration one day. But if you really don't want it, then start doing things that are not really allowed, especially when it comes to a good change. Those things that are in your head and if you really took them off or took them out and it doesn't really end well, then that's a bad change, because things are going to start changing with the way that people talk to you, with the way that they get close to you, you know, by the way that they're going to communicate later on. So you need to really step up in your game. And even if you're hot-headed, or even if you feel the sudden urge to shout or not be as polite as you can, then weigh your options. Because I'm hot-headed. I'm really angry right now. I really want this person to listen to me. What do I need to do? Of course, the thing you need to do is communicate. There's nothing wrong with asking nicely. And even if that person doesn't really talk back nicely or answer you nicely, then remain calm, remain polite, because your impression will last. Such as the first impression that will last. Yeah, maybe first impression lasts, but the thing that you do or the things that you do last will make your impression laster. It will make such a difference. Yeah, and I think it's not just about change. It's just not about communication, but it's also about being just humble, being just humane as possible. As with the upgrowing or spiking number of, you know, violence that you see on the local news or international news most of the time, some people, you'll notice them, they lack sympathy, they lack communication, the empathy. Yeah, like, they wanted to change who you are, like, oh, why are you an Asian? You're not, you know, you're not a white person, you don't belong here. And why would you say such a thing? It's such a bad thing. They want a good environment change. They came to your country searching for that good change, and then you're trying to tell them to back off, and then that's such a kind of a rude way to start their season, you know? And it's an amount of immense love for yourself that you should find yourself in their shoes, or you should put yourself in their shoes or in their situation and ask yourself, would I be happy if someone did this to me, or if someone said what I've said just now? Right? If you really want to start a good communication change, what else, good environment with anybody, then start with yourself. That's the main thing, that's the main point of this talk about wannabe session today. And I hope that you've pondered something in your mind today. I won't force you if you didn't. Yeah, it's no big deal, but it means a lot to the channel to, you know, be able to have this discussion with you, or these kinds of discussions with you. But anyways, yeah. Thank you so much for listening. And by the way, before we end this session, I'm going to announce something. I guess this is what you've wanted all along. Ever since I started my channel, I've always talked about opening some pages or doing some things that are really necessary for the page. Now I think it's here. But yeah, I don't know. I don't know if you can access it or if you can really look into it. But I really wanna congratulate all of you for making it this far. It's been a lot to me. You know, I've started this podcast when I was in second year of my college career, and now I'm working. It's been years. I'm so thankful for y'all. But anyways, yeah, this is the announcement that I'm going to make. I am really OMG. I'm really thrilled. I'm really, really thrilled. I'm really thrilled to announce that I've opened an X, or formerly known as Twitter, page or channel for the Nightcast podcast. Yay! And yeah, people, I don't know, how am I going to put this? It's been years since I've talked about this. It's kind of hard to do at first, but I'm sure as hell that will make some fun memories, and I hope to see you in the Nightcast podcast page. Please follow the Nightcast podcast page, and I'm going to put it in the bio later, the official account or the official page for the Nightcast channel on Spotify. Oh my gosh. So I'm going to say it now. We're at the NC, capital NC official. So it's capital THE, capital N and C, and small locks official. So it's the NC official. Thank you so much for making this possible. You know, I wouldn't be able to do this without y'all. And yeah, by the way, if you open this page, you will be able to see the pin post for the Nightcast with the Spotify Wrapped from 2023. So I haven't had a chance to say this or to announce this, but ever since we created Nightcast podcast, we have 195 minutes created for our podcast. Thank you so much. And okay, my top country is the Philippines, of course. My kababayans out there, co-Filipinos ko, I'm so thankful to your support. Mabuhay tayong lahat. And this is what I'm really proud. Like, when I started this podcast, you know, to be honest, if you're new to this podcast, if you haven't even knew, or I mean, if you haven't knew about this, or if you haven't heard from one of my podcasts, I think I've mentioned somewhere before that I haven't even had a dime from my podcast channel. I haven't even earned from my channel because the podcast channel for the Philippines is not really available right now here in our countries. But, you know, I love doing podcasts. This is one of my passions, and I love doing this, so I'm dedicating these things to all of you. But yeah, I'm so proud because we had a plus 366% streams. I don't know if it's just in Spotify, the mere Spotify, or on all platforms, but thank you so much. And you know, it's just a good thing to be able to start a podcast like this. Like, I haven't really imagined myself not being able to do with anything but this. But yeah, let's have our own Spotify Wrap before we end this show. Of course, for my top 10 episodes, if you haven't knew, for all time, we have Time, End of an Era, Starting New, Second Season, The Beginning, Too Much Is Enough, Is It Still Love, Dealing With Loss, Nighty Night, Hashtag Number 1, Exhausted But A Mix Of Gratitude, Season 5, Episode 8, The Feels, Episode 2, Season 4, Filipino steps and miss us. So those are the top 10 episodes for all time. Thank you so much for your support. And for the last 30 days, we had 54 Spotify impressions from the Spotify home. We have 7.
Ding, ding, ding.
From the Spotify search, we have 45.
Ding, ding, ding.
And from the Spotify library, we have 2.
Ding, ding, ding.
So, for the other Spotify features, I hope that you can find us there. But wow, I'm really surprised that a lot of people had been searching our show in Spotify. And I hope that this is not the last time that you do that. Because I'm so grateful, even without earnings today. I mean, even without earning from this podcast, I'm still so thankful to all of you because you've made this possible. And yeah, I've never regretted starting this podcast because it just felt like I'm talking to some people or like I'm talking to myself alone here. But, you know, I feel like there are a lot of people hearing or listening to what I'm trying to say all the time. And I hope that you are not really, you know, out of it. You're not really jittery about it. But thank you so much. And for our Spotify followers, thank you so much for following our Spotify account. For our other followers from different platforms, also thank you. We're so thankful for you all. And yeah, how about our audiences? I think we have gathered more viewers or listeners from other countries. Can you believe that?
Awesome!
Right?
Ding, ding, ding.
But, yeah, I'll try to say United States geographic location we have. I'm trying to say all the analytics right now, but, you know, you made this possible, and it's just my way of saying thank you to all of you. So, the United States, we have listeners, 47% from the United States.
Ding, ding, ding.
From the Philippines, my home country, we have 43%. Maraming salamat.
Ding, ding, ding.
From Canada, we have 3%.
Ding, ding, ding.
From Austria, 1%. Thank you so much.
Ding, ding, ding.
From United Kingdom, we have 1%. From Sri Lanka, we have 1%.
Ding, ding, ding.
From Norway, we have 1%.
Ding, ding, ding.
From Saudi Arabia, we have 1%.
Ding, ding, ding.
From Netherlands, this is 1%.
Ding, ding, ding.
From Republic of Lithuania, Zambia, Japan, Mexico, New Zealand, South Africa, Germany, Ireland, Belgium, and Singapore, thank you all for your 1% support.
Ding, ding, ding.
You know, those 1%, no matter how much the percentage is, it's a big help to the podcast. Thank you for growing with us. Thank you for listening to our podcast every time. And also, I'm so thankful that you're able to listen to my podcast every now and then, even though I'm not fully active sometimes, especially when I'm busy. But I'm so thankful for all of you. And you may find this a little bit weird because I'm trying to say the analytics, but you know, I'm just trying to say or feel my gratitude with all of the countries mentioned because, you know, before, it's funny because I only had US, Philippines, Canada, and Austria as my listeners. Especially United States, Philippines, and Canada, they were my top 3 in the list. And then every time I log in, every time I made this these episodes, the viewers and the listeners grew. So thank you so much for growing with us. We owe these things to you. But anyways, Last but not least, we have our top platforms. We have the web browser for Spotify for Podcasters, also formerly known as Anchor. So thank you so much. For the Spotify Podcasters, 70%. Thank you so much. And for listening on Spotify, the app, or yeah. Thank you so much for the Google Podcasts. Thank you so much for listening to us on Google Podcasts, on Apple Podcasts. I'm so, so thankful for y'all. You're listening to our podcasts, the Chromecast player, and to other platforms. Thank you so much. And for our listeners, wow, for the teenagers, 18 to 22 years old. Wow. Thank you so much. Thank you for and listening to our podcasters. Your big sister Jen is really appreciative. I'm sorry, I'm really stuttering right now because I can't believe all those things. And to the age groups of 23 to 27, 28 to 34. And other age groups out there, I'm so, so thankful too, because you're listening to our podcast. And it doesn't matter how much of a gender figure you are, if you're a female, male, less specified, or non-binary, just wanted to thank y'all for listening and supporting our podcast, because without you, we wouldn't be here. And I'm not very famous just because, you know, I'm just really happy. I'm saying we because I think we people who are really ambitiously trying to make ourselves, you know, feel good about what we're doing, about our passion, it's just fulfilling. So it's, instead of me, just me, I'm trying to say we, because this is not just my growth, this is not just my victory, it's also yours, it's also to me, for my family rather, for my friends, for the people around me, or those who supports me. We owe these things to you guys, and I'm so, so thankful. So I guess that sums it up. Thank you so much for listening to the Nightcast podcast. And I hope that I can see you on the season 6. I'm just tuning. And this is the end of the 10th episode of the season 5. We're trying to say goodbye now. And we're welcoming season 6 with an open arm. Thank you so much. And good night.